Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number three. And I've wanted to go to calls today. You notice I've been taking more calls because they're so informative and interesting and entertaining, quite frankly. I don't do an entertainment show, but I do like to be entertained myself and to be entertaining just because it gets boring if we're not. That's why I screw around a bit, even though I try not to. I do horse around quite a bit behind the scenes as well. But there's a lot of crazy stuff going on, and certainly gallows humor if you get right down to the bottom of it. We got Wayne Paul coming on. I haven't talked to him. I just had the producers call him as a wild hare about an hour ago to get him on after the break because of the amazing chicanery going on in Iowa. In fact, I'm looking for my stack because when I come out of break, I've got to get back into this. But they have now come out and said, oh, my goodness. It looks like the election was a big fraud in Iowa, but we're just going to say that Santorum has won. And there's a big article out on this that's really important. Media cover-up, Ron Paul's standing, not discussed in Iowa, vote reshuffle. That's good, but it's like media cover-up, Ron Paul blacked out of Iowa vote reshuffle. He's really been blacked out. Ron Paul blacked out. I'm kind of the editor around here, and I edit live on air. Kurt, prolific, great writer. I might have him change that headline. It's even worse than that. Media cover-up. Ron Paul standing, not discussed in Iowa vote reshuffle. Yeah, he's blacked out. It's just censored out. Memory hold. But I don't know if the general public would know memory hold. I was getting back to 1984. Oh, here's my stacks of news. Where they just come out and say, well, Iowa is not a real election, but we're just saying Santorum won, and they both share the delegates, I guess. Just beyond crazy. So please get that Kurt Nemo article out to everyone you know. And I haven't even gotten into this great news. Ron Paul introduces legislation to strike NDAA's police state provisions. That's why we love Ron Paul. Always standing for liberty. Always telling the globalists the jig's up, calling them on their scams, calling them on their fraud, calling them on all their ridiculous exploits, their extreme arrogance, calling them on their absurdist, hubris-filled, rampant mania of thinking they're bulletproof, literally dragging our world towards war, global financial ruination, because we the people have allowed a bunch of control freak crooks to run wild. That's what's happened. You know, you guys just turned the heat on here. I don't think I've had the heat on here all year. I remember they did that fiberglass work. I think fiberglass is shooting out of there or something. I feel like my eyeballs just had sand dumped in them. I know, it's getting hot in here now. Usually it's about 60 degrees here in the winter because I like it cold. But I guess now that I've lost like 30 pounds, I don't have my seal blubber as much as I did. My precious blubber. So now I'm getting cold. I'm a little skinny creature. Folks, I am still way overweight. Wait, I'm going to lose 30 more pounds. I've been, it is a plug now that I think of it. If you want to lose weight, folks, the reason you're so hungry and eating, eating, eating is the vitamins and minerals aren't in the food, even if it's non-GMO. Most of it's been depleted, as you know. The soils that the grains are being raised from, that the animals eat, that we then eat, all of it. And so I've got the best products that I've searched and found out there, the longevity products, the Tangy Tangerine, the Rebound, the Pollen Burst. Those are my favorites. They've got great whey protein. It's all available at InfoWarsTeam.com. And you can sign up there and get discounts or just buy right there on the site. Your purchase supports the broadcast. And it really works. Look at me.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ron Paul, presidential front runner, Ron Paul, in first or second place, depending on what poll you look at, on with us, just because I wanted to get his take. He's a longtime activist, CPA, you know, going after the IRS, exposing the Federal Reserve, you know, just a chip off the family Paul block there. But when I saw this morning, and it's gotten no media attention, that is dinosaur media. I mean, they're covering it, but they're not pointing out the obvious. Here's a headline out of News 14. Final Iowa tally gives Santorum. We'll show folks a document cam shot of that. They're listening on the radio. They can just Google it and pull it up. Final Iowa tally gives Santorum edge over Romney. No winner declared. And it goes over the fact that, a whole bunch of the key precincts in Ames, Iowa, where he was running 50-plus percent of the polls, Ron Paul, those just disappeared. And then we also have the clip we played four or five times. We could probably cue it up and play it again for Wayne, where we have on Fox News, Karl Rove, known for his election manipulation, saying, a bunch of the ballots didn't show up, so they all just got behind the scenes together as gentlemen and decided that Santorum was in second and that Mitt Romney was in first, and then Ron Paul was in a close third. And Ron Paul doesn't want to act like a sore loser. He says, hey, we're doing pretty good. They did second in New Hampshire. But the point is, that night, we'd already been told by people that some of the precincts were going to count it in secret. And why were there trucks driving around that disappeared? You call it in. And so now it's admitted that a bunch of these disappeared and stuff went on. And so the news is saying Santorum first place, Mitt Romney second, and in literally more than 20 articles we pulled up, not one word about Ron Paul. You would think he was a four-letter word or something, a cuss word. I mean, it's just no Ron Paul, no discussion of him anywhere. Here is the Des Moines Register. It's got Rick Santorum, total of 29,839, and it says final total, 29,805 for Mitt Romney. So you see that he's got 34 votes more there, Santorum does, and no discussion of how what happened with Ron Paul. And they go on and admit in these articles, well, they may not even count it now, but here's the numbers. Final Iowa tally gives Santorum edge over Romney. No winner declared. Who does that? Do they have another meeting with Karl Rove behind the scenes? I guess with some people that are gentlemanly and have a gentleman's agreement. So there's no discussion of why did all these precincts not report? Why was there fraud that got ignored day one? And where is Ron Paul? I mean, all of this happening just fits into Ron Paul getting kicked out of debates or 89 seconds in the debates or getting the least amount of coverage, or when he does, it's negative and they say he can't win, and shoving Mitt Romney, Santorum, and Gingrich, all globalist flip-floppers on us. I wanted to get Wayne Paul's take on this because this really shows how crazy things have gotten. You know, we were concerned the day before, Wayne, as you know, and some folks at the campaign were like, oh, no, there's no problem. But, I mean, what do you do when this type of stuff's going on, Wayne?
Well, I think it's frustrating for all the supporters for Ron Paul. But even more so, it's got to be frustrating for the people of Iowa who truly want honest results from votes. To have a few that manipulate the straw poll vote for their own gain ought to make the people in Iowa very, very upset and very, very concerned about who's telling what to whom. And they should be upset. They should be mad. And they should want to kick these kind of people out and get somebody in Arizona.
Again, Wayne Paul joining us from Texas. Wayne, though, you cannot debate that a bunch of ballots disappeared, people call in the votes, they get changed. Obviously, something went on here. The Republican leadership counted it in secret, I guess, so they could get away with this. And now they admit it's a fraud, but they say, still, we're going with these guys. I mean, this is bizarre. And again, the media is not even pointing out how bizarre it is. Why do you, there's not only fraud here, Wayne, obviously. What do you think of them not even mentioning your brother as if he even exists?
Well, the major media has attempted to do that since the last go-round 4 years ago. I think the other thing that frustrates me about Iowa is that before the Iowa straw poll vote was taken, I heard on a YouTube where one of the state Republican people stated, and I heard her voice, can't tell you who it was, but stated that they always consider changing votes to the final, before the final vote, because that's just the way they operate.
They had a media analyst on Fox and on the news, but she works with Fox, say the day 2 days before, state officials aren't going to let Ron Paul win. They're going to handle it.
Right.
And then we played that clip here. And then I understand the campaign doesn't want to look like sore losers, but when there's fraud going on out in the open. I mean, I'm glad that your brother is now suing the people that made this video who claim they work for Huntsman to make your brother look like he doesn't like Asians. I mean, look what they did to your nephew, Rand, claiming he worships Buddha and kidnaps women and isn't a doctor.
Yep. It's just, unfortunately, Alex, it appears to be a sign of our time that those that have the ability to manipulate results for certain people's benefit, it's that the true, honest, conservative, libertarian individual in America is not seeing what's really happening. You know, even after the last debate, they showed on CNN or Fox or one of them that the fact that on Twitter, Ron had positive results on all four or five issues that were spoken to. But they seemed to brush that off, that was no big deal.
But normally they say Twitter is the main indicator of just sheer numbers. He was beating them all. He's the main front runner. And notice that these ballots disappeared in key young people in college areas that were polling more than 50% for Ron Paul, Wayne.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah. But obviously, look, if they'll steal his time and lie about him and ignore him and tell us that they're doing this because they're deciding for us, of course they'll engage in election fraud, too. Do people think they're just going to stop at lying about him and doing all this in the media? No, they're going to go all the way. And they did. I mean, we've got fraud here, but no investigation is going to happen. Just like when I found fraud in Travis County, I took it to the state board live on TV, and they said there is fraud, but we're going to certify the Travis County election anyways.
Yep. Well, and I really don't know the answer except that each person in each precinct, wherever they're at, whatever state they're in, if they're in South Carolina right now, what are they going to do and how are they going to ensure that there's honesty, that my vote will be counted and be counted honestly? There has to be a mechanism to be able to do this. And there are several groups that's trying to create an online instantaneous reporting from each precinct anywhere in any state that's voting, so that it can be transparent, put up on the screen, and everybody that has a computer can see what the votes are as they come in.
Well, it is because of stuff like that and people on the ground that we knew about the fraud day one. People are like, oh, be quiet. Day after, it's admitted it happened. And 2 weeks later, they're just saying, accept the fraud. I want to come back in one more segment with Wayne Paul, Ron Paul's brother, political activist, patriot in his own right. But if you could say one thing to your brother, Ron Paul, right now, just a shout out to him, what would that be, A? And B, if you've talked to your brother lately, you know, how's he doing?
Well, A, I would say to Ron, continue the voice that he's had for 30 years. He needs to reiterate zero taxes are fantastic, and people, all they have to do is look at history from 1835 to 1913. This country ran on legitimate constitutional taxes of import, export, and excise, and we were extremely successful. We had extreme amount of growth, and we had a beautiful country to live in, and we need to return to that.
You said it. I know we're going to get Ron Paul on in the next few weeks. He's out there really busting his butt. But have you talked to him lately, or has he been so busy you hadn't had time to talk to him, Wayne?
Well, I had an opportunity to talk to him this past week, but it was primarily on personal items as it relates to requirements of filing tax forms
Okay. Well, I don't want to get into. I don't want to get into that. I just wanted the inside baseball on.
The
family's got to be really proud of Ron.
Oh, absolutely. What he has done to awaken the American people and the number of people who support and work diligently for him every day.
It's amazing. He's Liberty's champion. Wayne, got a break. Stay there. Sorry to interrupt you.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you?
I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping, and, well, you're not the guy you used to be.
I'd give anything to feel like you again.
Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone?
You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Wayne Paul is a very busy CPA in his own right and political activist exposing the unconstitutional IRS, joining us in the middle of his workday here. We only got a few minutes left, but talking to him to finish that question, he says he's talked to Ron last weekend. He's doing great and super fired up. But you can see that on the campaign trail. Your brother really looks more happy and fired up than I've ever seen him. It's got to be satisfying to see how much he's having an effect waking people up, Wayne.
That's absolutely correct. I think the other thing that has made him comfortable and more restful is the fact that he's been able to travel from place to place differently than he did 4 years ago, having to use commercial airlines. He doesn't do that this time. Therefore, he's able to get more downtime and restful time, which is what he really needs.
Oh, the airport will beat the daylights out of you. And when he started flying private, the media made fun of it when all the other candidates do. I mean, we need him to be getting places faster and getting more rest. I mean, we need to – it's ridiculous that Liberty's champion, of course, should be flying around with all his staff. And I saw the news had to admit it costs less to fly the 10 or 15 people on a private jet than it does even fly on commercial most times.
That is correct. Besides the amount of time saving, you know, there's an airport 15 minutes from my brother's house.
So
he can still fly back home at midnight and be in bed before 12:30.
And the TSA doesn't get to grope him as well.
Yeah.
I know he said that this happens to him when he flies commercial.
Oh, yeah.
I want to play you a short clip of Karl Rove. It's unedited except for a Kentucky Derby clip at the end making a joke about Santorum popping into the lead from nowhere. But here's Karl Rove on Fox News. Listen to this, Wayne.
Romney is going to win the Iowa caucuses by 14 votes. How solid is your evidence?
From a pretty good, reliable source. They made the correction in Story County, which moved it from an 18-point margin for Santorum to a four-vote margin for Santorum. Clinton County, right. You have the one outstanding precinct in the state, and that it will show an 18-vote victory in that precinct for Mitt Romney, which will give him a statewide victory of 14 votes over.
And from out of nowhere, it's Rick Santorum.
So I don't understand. You're saying that they basically have come to an agreement as to what the vote's going to be in Clinton?
The person who's got the official piece of paper is missing. But the Romney and Santorum people who are monitoring it agree on what the number is. They apparently have rounded up the representatives of the camps who have agreed, yes, we were there, we know exactly what the vote total was, and we both agreed to what it was.
So, Karl Rove magically knew, this was pretty early in the evening that night, what the totals were, and now 2 weeks later it's an admitted fraud, just as our watchers said. Ron Paul clearly in every case was getting more votes, and now he's not even mentioned in this, Wayne. I mean, I go back to this. This is a big story.
Well, it is absolutely a big story, but again, I have to emphasize the fact that the people of Iowa are being shortchanged by those who are manipulating numbers and votes for somebody's eventual gain. And the people in Iowa ought to be livid on just hearing this stuff. They ought to take the Republican Party of the state of Iowa and kick them all out and start over again.
Yep.
It's very frustrating.
Exactly. They're not even telling us what's going to go on the delegates. They say the election, the quote is, no winner declared, but they're going to say the winner Santorum. Very bizarre.
Yep.
No discussion of where the votes went. No discussion of redoing it. And I understand why the campaign's not making a bigger deal out of this, because it can be spun. They're sore losers, or it might
Of course.
Or, yeah. Sorry, go ahead, Wayne.
No, and I think the important thing is the positive approach of saying, okay, that's fine, let's head on to New Hampshire and now South Carolina, and then wherever, Florida or whatever is next. We'll take them one state at a time, and we'll get the people to support us, and eventually they're going to be forced to reckon with us one way or the other, and I think we'll find that out in the next 3 to 6 months. They're going to have to deal with the young people that support my brother, and they've got to decide whether they want them in the Republican Party or they do not want to grow the Republican Party.
That's right.
And Alex, I live in a very small town. Tony.
Tell you what, stay there. Let's go to break and just do a few more minutes on the other side, Wayne. You've got more to say. I've been throwing in so many points. I want to hear what you have to say on the other side. Then we'll get into all the other news on internet censorship. There's something a lot bigger than SOPA out there. I'll tell you about it on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Okay, political activist, patriot, Wayne Paul, brother of top presidential contender, the only conservative constitutionalist out there, Congressman Ron Paul. And again, we don't want there to be fraud, but I mean, clearly Ron Paul was the winner in Iowa. Clearly they've been attacking him, lying about him. And so understand, folks, we're winning just by Ron Paul running. We're winning. Look at where he's come from 4 years ago. Look at what Rand's doing in the Senate, trying to block and exposing tyrannical legislation. They've got all these Campaign for Liberty people who are true constitutionalists now running. It's going to get exponentially more powerful as we build. And Ron Paul could win. I mean, he's gone from nowhere with the media ignoring him to number two, probably number one. And the records of the other guys are so pitiful. If we get behind him, it's on. And folks all over the country, I talk to talk show hosts, you name it, liberals, conservatives, they all love Ron Paul. Every caller I hear to local radio says, I want Ron Paul. And the host says, too bad you can't have him. I mean, to hear the corporate dinosaur media with their parroting that Ron Paul can't win, telling their own audience that they're idiots. It's you're really seeing this paradox here. Wayne Paul, you were, I think, getting to that point. You were talking about you live in a small town.
I live in a small county in Texas. And even in our county, 4 years ago, there was such contempt that because I worked in the precinct and went to the county convention, I was in effect ostracized because of my name, and it was pretty frustrating to see that happen. And then to hear our governor at that time at the state convention saying, since we don't have anybody running for president, you can do what you want with your votes. And from Texas, and they didn't even grant him favored son status. Perry wouldn't even grant that to him 4 years ago.
Well, look at Perry. He's coming back with his tail between his legs, exposed for working for Al Gore and all the rest of it. I mean, if one thing we're learning here, the Republican leadership is basically a bunch of globalist, socialist, corporatist Democrats masquerading as conservatives.
Well, it sure looks like that. And I think the greater issue is what does the Republican Party nationwide, statewide, and countywide, what do they want to do to grow their party? It's evident they're not anxious to do it. In everything they do, they're showing we don't care. And that's very unfortunate.
Well, in closing, Ron Paul, your brother, has pretty much said, no, I'm probably not going to run third party, but stop trying to make me say what I'll do. You obsess on this. And I understand that running third party, it would probably be hard to get elected, but he would be able to continue to inject real ideas, which is winning. Resistance is victory. And I understand that then they could demonize the congressman if Obama got reelected because of it, you know, claiming like he did what Ross Perot did. So it is a complex issue. But what's your view on your brother running third party?
Well, it's not going to happen. I think the problem is that the Republican Party is trying to spread or develop that rumor because they do not want to turn around and defeat our current president because Ron's the only one that can do it and they can't handle it. So they're going to try everything in their power to blame it on somebody else except the National Republican Party.
That's right.
And they got to make up their mind because by the time we get to the convention, there's going to be egg on the Republican Party's face because they don't want the young people, they don't want the libertarians, and they don't want the disenfranchised Democrats in their party, and they're going to try to blame it on whomever they can. It ain't
going to
happen.
Well, I agree with you, and I've told people that. I don't think your brother is going to run for third party. He just doesn't like being, you know, having an option closed to him. And he has wisdom. You obviously have wisdom. People are hearing it right now, and that's probably a good move. I just wish there was somebody prominent third party just so they could be in the debates. But who knows? Your brother would probably run third party and probably have 30% of the vote out of the gate. They probably wouldn't have him in the debate. Yeah, I mean, you know, they're that big of cheats.
Well, it's not going to happen. The National Republican Party is going to have to make up their mind that they're going to have to deal with it, or they're the ones that are going to have egg on their face.
Well, by the way, as you know, you're right. They've got a whole bunch of polls that have been coming out for 6 months, and Ron Paul has, for those that don't know, has the highest numbers against Obama. I mean, he would clean the floor with Obama, wouldn't he, Wayne?
I don't have any doubt in my mind because of his consistency in his stances, in his position, in cutting back government, and in obtaining a greater national defense by bringing our troops home. All of these things resonate with the majority of the people in the United States.
and the $1 trillion first-year budget cut, getting rid of the income tax that we built the country without, ending the torture of the secret arrest. In closing, again, your brother, the only one of the only sane people in Congress, he's gotten a few people in under him, but they're not prominent yet. Ron Paul introduces legislation to strike NDAA's police state provisions. Boom. No corporate media coverage of that speech yesterday.
Right.
They just said he was up there to do a futile vote against debt increase, which is not futile, doing the right thing. It continues with Rand saying he's going to filibuster or block the SOPA bill that goes after the free speech. What's your take on the NDAA and the fact that the traitor media won't cover that Ron Paul's trying to repeal it?
Well, I can refer you to Daily Paul. His total speech is on Daily Paul this morning.
Yes, in fact, we've got it in our article that Nemo did as well. We probably should have actually played that speech, but we've run out of time. We'll probably play it on the nightly news this evening. Have you found, Wayne, that that's a wake-up call that the NDAA actually passed the secret arrest of citizens?
Well, again, it points to the people in power not caring about the people. They're not representing the citizens of the United States, and the citizens of the United States are going to change that this year.
Yes, and despite the corporate traitor media, Wayne, we've been trying to come up with a name for the mainstream media because they're not the mainstream anymore. The alternative is now the new media is bigger. I've got a video out today showing major studies showing that, and they've known this for a couple of years. What would you call the prostitute traitor media, globalist media?
How about mudstream media?
Mudstream! Sirline media.
There you go. or muddle. Muddle stream.
But listeners, we're all trying to comb the world for the best name. Mudstream media. Oh, boy. All right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're going to say something?
No. That's all right.
No, go ahead, Wayne, in closing.
Well, I just want to say, it's people like you and people that want honest, straightforward answers that are going to make the difference in this country in the next 6 months. And they will do their quiet revolution in terms of making sure that we get honesty in government, we get limited government, we get stronger military government. And that's going to take place regardless of what the mudstream media puts out there.
The mudsling media, that's even better.
There you go.
All right, well, great job, Wayne. God bless you, and say hi to Ron and the rest of the family. God bless you.
Thank you, Alex. I look forward to talking to you again.
It was great talking to you. Wow, what a great guy. It's been a pleasure meeting him at different activist events, protesting the Fed and other things. A great guy out there. Another chip off the Paul block. Just a great family of people. And who else is standing up in government against all this evil? They're just a bunch of traitors. I mean, I really think it's the traitor media. The globalist occupational propaganda division. The zombie control media. Disgraceful media, the disgusting media, the teleprompter media, the globalist talking point media, the slime bag, scumbag, Judas Iscariot media, the filth media, the discredited media, the pompous know-it-all Decepticon media. I mean, you could just go on. There's not enough names for this group of traitors. Treacherous scum, airheads, go along to get along trash, maggots, minions of evil, sellouts, go along, get along, scum, the cream of the scum, the scum stream media. You guys are all in there chomping at the bit. You got any names? I mean, we're seeking after the grail because there's such filth that there's not a name yet. The mudsling media, the mudstream media, those are good. But it's just there's not something good enough. Prostitute, that's good, but not good enough. Traitor media? Teleprompter media? What is it? Corporate public relations hack. Poser media? The counterfeit media? The carpetbagger media? The con artist media? I don't know. Just the enemy. The enemy media. Globalist enemy media. They're not even media. It's just an enemy. It's like a tank with a loudspeaker saying, stand up. We are your friends. And then you stand up and they shoot you. It's like Mars Attacks. The aliens are running around with big loudspeakers laughing, going, don't run. We are your friends, shooting people. It's a military operation. It's a globalist propaganda. It is the enemy. I mean, it's not like they've got some bias. These are scum. Okay, and they've got giant stables, giant bevies of little prostitutes that just want to put their makeup on and act cool and climb the social traitor sycophant media ladder, who will just run around in giant mass, just doing whatever they're told, just groveling on hand and knee to the system so they can sit there in little fancy suits with makeup on, looking real authoritative, lying to zombie fluoride heads. Now, I've been a busy beaver. I was on Coast to Coast AM last night. I did two radio interviews this morning. I am doing the nightly news this evening. And I am going to do RT today. And you don't want to miss these shows coming up 7 o'clock every evening. They're powerful. Now, here was one of our top stories today because it deals with us. And it deals with Infowars.com, tip of the spear, and all the things that the system has been doing to try to censor us and shut us down. But there's an article that Paul Watson did this morning because it hit me last night. Everything that Google says they're fighting in SOPA, they're already doing. They're already taking websites down under government request. They're already banning. They've already delisted us from most of their search engines, kicking us off the news feature a few years ago when Obama started running. We've gone and they even deleted videos where we were bullhorning Schmidt, the head of Google at Bilderberg. I mean, they're censoring us, and I'm sick of it. You understand? They're already doing it. They just don't want the knuckle dragon government to have the control because they've already got it. This article is important, and folks, they are trying to censor us. I hope you get it out to everybody. I hope you realize Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the nightly news, the radio show, what we do. If the globalists have their way, you're not going to be hearing this. Okay? This is real. The White House regulations are, says they want to shut us down. I'm on the White House enemies list. I'm under surveillance. I'm doing this out in front of everybody. In front of God and the rest of the world, I'm out here calling these demons on the carpet as child kidnapping, narcotics trafficking murderers. And they are. You're like, well, why haven't they killed you? Because if they kill me, it highlights everything I've said. It puts an exclamation point on me behind everything I've said. But let me tell you, they can start shutting us down. They will come after me. They'll start shutting me down in the years to come and throwing dirt and PR campaigns ahead of it, and they'll set me up, kill me, whatever. But they still can't stop us. It's just individually, I'd like that not to happen. So I hope you'll continue to spread the word to your email list, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere, Infowars.com. There's a reason they've got armies of trolls after us. There's a reason the system is always demonizing, because I'm a symbol as well of just an average person saying, I'm not going to take it anymore. And if they can tear down Ron Paul or tear down Alex Jones, they can tear down you. Like it or not, Ron Paul, Alex Jones, and a few others, we are what is representative of the liberty movement. I never even tried to become this prominent. I just am like a pit bull, and I keep coming. So I've had incredible success thanks to your support. But we belong to you now. You understand that? I am you. You are me. If they are able to do this, it's a bad day. If they take me out, who will take my place? That's another question. This article is important. I'm going to try to get to it. Google is already using SOPA-like censorship, and it's totally proven here. Web giant blacklist websites follows government orders to remove material. Despite Google's much heralded support for the anti-SOPA movement, the web giant is already enforcing SOPA-like policies of its own, blacklisting legitimate websites from its news aggregator following government orders to remove material from its search results in YouTube. We've also confirmed that they block our view counters going up, but then with establishment stuff, they don't block the view counters. We've confirmed that. Before I was like, no, it's a normal caching issue. Yeah, they're covering censorship with that. As major internet giants joined forces yesterday to protest legislation that would hand the U.S. government power to arbitrarily seize websites with no legal process under the pretext of copyright infringement, Google slapped a black censorship image over its logo and urged people to sign an anti-SOPA petition. This was accrued over 5 million signees. However, Google's main issue with SOPA is seemingly not related to the concerns about Chinese-style web censorship becoming commonplace, but rather which entity gets to wield those powers, large transnational corporations or governments that are now footstools to them. While Google criticized SOPA publicly, it is already privately using SOPA-like powers to unfairly marginalize legitimate web content. Google News is a content aggregator that allows users to search thousands of news sources for relevant stories. Although the aggregator includes a plethora of obscene, occasionally offensive, and barely read websites, in November 2010, Google took the decision to delist PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com from its index news sources. InfoWars.com alone is internationally recognized news website and gets more traffic than MSNBC and many other big sites combined, and innumerable other big mainstream news websites. Our articles routinely are featured on the Drudge Report, which itself is renowned as the primary agenda-setting news website in the United States, driving more traffic than the New York Times, Facebook, Twitter combined. We'll be back with more.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Have stood together against SOPA, but the real menace is lurking in plain view, and it's the NSA-CIA-created Googler. And, you know, it is a badge of honor that they've delisted us. But, again, because routinely our articles, whatever was the newest and the most popular, it would kind of algorithm those two together, and that would put you at the top. And I guess they didn't like when there was a London bombing that our articles were the top for a week, being read by millions. I guess they didn't like that we were able to win. You know, you put us on the field, and with our analysis and understanding, we were challenging them. And so, bye-bye, Infowars.com. Bye-bye, PrisonPlanet.com. Bye-bye. And Google is doing it. People say, well, they're a private corporation. No, they've created basically a monopoly, and they operate like it's free and fair. That's why they're getting in antitrust trouble. Continuing, Infowars.com alone is internationally recognized, but it's not listed. We're on XM, over 100 radio stations, award-winning, linked on the Drudge Report, the number one news site in the world, not just the U.S., and it just goes on. None of that matters. They say we're not media because they're God. And it goes on. InfoWars owner Alex Jones is a nationally syndicated radio host whose broadcast appears on ever-expanding list of big radio stations across the country. Jones has been afforded feature profiles in Rolling Stone, New York Magazine, many others, acknowledging the role as a pioneer in world media. Trade publications have said the same thing. Infowars.com is clearly a legitimate and important news website that features original content, which routinely makes an impact and occasionally goes viral. It goes viral every day. That's Watson being understated. And yet Google delisted the websites from its news aggregator on a whim with no explanation provided. Since Google and its owner, Eric Schmidt, are prominent financial contributors to the Obama campaign, we can only assume we were blacklisted for political reasons. They were shutting down videos of Schmidt at Bilderberg. And he's like, I don't want that on there. Whether you concur with our political stance or are radically against it, what can't be argued is that we are a legitimate news outfit. But Google has arbitrarily banned us from appearing on their news search results. But it doesn't stop there. There is a clear example of how Google is already enforcing SOPA-like rules of its own choosing. Now, the feds just order things delisted outside of court. Without the need for any law to be passed or by any legislative body. And it goes on. In addition, while concerns rage about the state obtaining the power to shut down websites and remove web content with no recourse, Google is already following, we have links to that, orders from the federal government in the majority of cases, removing videos from YouTube platform, including takedowns on the grounds that, quote, videos contain government criticism. Google admits that. Government criticism's taken down. I mean, right there, that's it. Where's all the cause celebs now? I mean, this is already going on. And Microsoft and the rest of them helped the communist Chinese censor their people. Google-owned YouTube has complied with thousands of requests worldwide to remove political protest videos that are clearly not in violation of any copyright or national security interest and do not constitute defamation. The number of takedown orders received from Google from authorities based in the United States rose dramatically over the past year, with demands to remove information increasing by 70%. Yeah, they took down our Obama deception when one video had like 9 million views. I threatened to sue them. It suddenly went right back up. I said, we know you took it down. It isn't a hack. I'm going to sue you. You got 24 hours. Boom, right back up. Because I guess they must tap my phone, the government or something, because I was calling the lawyers. I mean, they knew, and it went right back up. And I'm looking at suing you right now. I'm going to be honest, because you're sitting on us. You're blocking us. I don't like it. Let me on the field. I'll clean all their clocks. But you don't want that, do you? You want to keep everybody in the dark, just like you want to block out Ron Paul. It goes through just page after page of example of their wicked censorship. All bibliographed. That's why they hate us, because our articles are all documented. All right. I mean, compared to the corporate dinosaur devil media, our accuracy is off the charts. We try to tell the truth, and we're affecting history. So get this article out to everybody.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.